Joining me with more is Artistic Director of the Dr. Seuss Experience, Max Painter, and Susan Brandt, the President of Dr. Seuss Enterprises. And Susan, Max, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful to have you both here. And I know Max originally from London, but now in L.A. And Susan, you're out of San Diego, is that
correct,
right?
Yes.
So great to have you both here visiting Toronto for this special world premiere event, which
yes.
is pretty exciting. Help us imagine what this exhibit, this experience, as you say, what it is. What is the look? What is the feel? I don't know who wants to take that first, but maybe Max.
Yeah. Sure. So it's very, 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 very colorful. And every room is just bursting with color and texture and shape and form. It's very, very immersive. So there's lots and lots to touch and feel and do. There's activities for individuals and groups within there. So it's quite stunning visually.
How do you create an experience like this? How do you go from these little books that we find on the bottom of people's shelves that have been enjoyed for generations and then turn that into something that feels real and is tactile?
Honestly speaking, the Seuss books and the Seuss universe has got so much incredible content. I mean, we are literally spoiled for choice. The challenge was really finding ones that really would work as environments. So we've picked stylish environments and we've sort of tried to avoid recreating a literal spread for the most part, but try to take these lovely elements or ideas and expand upon them. So, for example, in the Cat in the Hat room, we're filling a room with mess and the Cat in the Hat appears in person in the experience to help the kids play a number of games and so on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were there characters and books you knew just had to be in the show?
Well, I think that if you build a Dr. Seuss experience, there are certain characters, particularly at Christmas time.
I would think.
Yes, that you're going to want to meet. So Max talked about the cat, and you will, and he'll talk to you, by the way, in that room.
The cat will be there to
he'll
chat.
Be there, 100%,
okay.
He will.
And the Grinch.
And the Grinch will be there. And then you might also want to encounter the Lorax.
Got to have the Lorax. Very popular in the last decade, you know,
that's
with the
right.
films and
with
so on.
And
so.
With his message, right, of conservation.
Right. Of
and
course.
Caring, yes.
Yeah.
And maybe Horton. And then we also explored books that we felt were visually stunning, would allow you to enter that world in a unique way that perhaps maybe weren't on the top of your list, like There's a Wocket in My Pocket, which is an amazing room.
Susan, you've had your first look at it.
Yes.
This is going to be taking a tour to various cities, but we are the first here in Toronto in the GTA. How is it feeling as someone who helps to run Dr. Seuss Enterprises?
Well, I think I told you before, I was nervous. I said, oh, please let this be as good as I know it can be.
Right.
And it is. It is. It blew my mind. It's amazing. We're so proud of it, and we're proud to share it with you, this community, for the first time ever.
When you know, obviously you have a responsibility to this title, to this author, to this legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's important to you when you look at a project like this that you want to, you know, convey to the audience?
You know, we take it seriously. This is a part of your childhood. It's
sure.
something very intimate that you share with your children. And we take that very seriously. There's a lot of responsibility to take that and do it with integrity and do it in keeping with the relationship you have with those characters and those stories. At the same time, introducing it in a new and different way. So it's a razor's edge, so to speak.
Right.
And we think we've done it quite well.
Yeah, because you don't want people to walk out thinking, well, I didn't need to have that experience,
or
they ruined it, or what have you. Yeah, very interesting. So how should people be enjoying this experience? How should they prepare?
Well, I don't know that a lot of preparation is necessary.
Okay.
I mean, we think that the Dr. Seuss...
I think they should go buy a bunch of books.
Okay, well, right, yeah.
Dr. Seuss's Emperor Enterprises right there, yeah.
I think that really it's about jumping in and really starting to explore some of these worlds. And we hope that when you're in this experience, it's going to open some doors into some of the other Dr. Seuss environments and experiences and books that you may not be familiar with. There's a Wocket in My Pocket being one of our favorites, and it's a room full of puppets and little things that you find.
Both on the sofa.
Both on the sofa, Jerton in the curtain, Nink on
Zamp,
the sink.
Zamp in the lamp.
Yeah.
So, plenty to rhyme there, we're learning as well. And what kind of time should we be affording for this experience?
I think it's around an hour.
Yeah, even more. Like, I think some of the people coming through are taking them as much as 90 minutes.
Wow,
so
yeah.
Is it selfie friendly? I know some
people.
Right.
Meant to be.
I think probably to answer that question, it depends on how many selfies you want to take, whether it's an hour or 90 minutes. I mean, there's a lot to take in, and we let people go at their own pace and enjoy it at their own leisure.
Mm-hmm. ExperienceSeuss.com. Write that down, ExperienceSeuss.com. It It's all happening at Square One, north of Rathburn Drive. That's 199 Rathburn Road in Mississauga. And tickets range between $29 for the kids, free for children under three. There are family packs. There's adult prices. And this is no joke. I have heard this from the source that tickets are indeed going very fast.
They literally are flying out the door.
So people want to act. You can actually book right online at experiencesoos.com. And Max, Susan, great to meet you both.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Thank you.
Good luck with this experience over the next few weeks. And I have no doubt this is just going to be giant in Toronto. So congratulations.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You're with the new Classical FM.